first, a new bill in the state legislature would guarantee a spot at UW-Madison and other state universities for the top 5% of all Wisconsin high school seniors. We have the bill's author on to give the details on how this could change college admissions, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Should the top students in each school's graduating class have this guaranteed access to UW-Madison and other UW system and technical college schools? How selective should state universities be when picking new undergrads? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Jerry O'Connor is a Republican State Assembly representative from the 52nd District in Fond du Lac. Representative O'Connor, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm happy to be with you. Thank you, Rob.
I gave a very basic version of what this proposed legislation would do. Could you spell it out for us a little more, please?
Well, let's go back and just understand where the initiative comes from. This isn't one generated by legislators. It's one generated from students, parents, and then school principals, specifically high school or administrators. They find themselves during the admissions time, when students are sending out their applications, and kids that are in the top 5%, kids that worked hard, some had natural abilities, and others like me just found you had to spend more time getting your grades up. But to that extent, they make their applications and find out that they're not accepted in our state university system. Primarily, this deals with UW-Madison as a flagship school, but it can include our other state universities around Wisconsin. And these kids come back sitting down with a principal or administrator saying, what did I do wrong? What could I have done different? Why was I not accepted? And you know what? You can debate that for a long time, but I really just come back to the simplicity of the scholastic review, the academic excellence, and believe that this group should be rewarded for their hard work and for their excellence in the classroom. If you go to the states of California, they are allowing in 10% of the top scholastic students. Texas is allowing 9. We propose 5%. We're not trying to dictate all facets of admissions to the UW system, but we do believe it's necessary to raise the issue and provide that guarantee to our Wisconsin students.
I don't know how fine-grained this is at this point, but how would schools define their top 5%? Is this grade point or grade point in standardized tests, or do extracurriculars come into it? How do they say these are our top 5% this year?
Perfect question. The 5%, when we were discussing amongst ourselves how to craft this, I did work with our school administrator out of Fond du Lac, and that's the district I represent, Dr. Jeffrey Flagg. And our conclusion was different schools today are using different criteria. So to sit at the state level, and whether it's legislation or it's from DPI, and dictate to every school district what the criteria is, we stepped back and said, it will be up to the boards of the various schools to establish a scholastic criteria that fits their particular goal in educating their students. So that can be any combination of grade point average, SAT, ACT exam. They could have other scholastic requirements that would be factored in. So it is up to the local school district to define those boundaries, make those known to students in advance so, frankly, they knew what the target was, what their goal would be by the time they completed their schooling. So that's not state-controlled, that's locally controlled, and we really believe that's the best place for that to happen.
Talking to Representative Jerry O'Connor, looking at a plan that would say, hey, UW-Madison and other state higher education institutions, you got to take the top 5% of each graduating class from each high school around the state. Okay, some finer points here. How about the homeschoolers, Representative O'Connor?
Well, that was a question I brought up in a very early discussion. And what we looked at there is taking standardized tests such as SATs or ACTs. If they score in the top 5% of all Wisconsin high school students, then they would qualify.
What are your hopes for the state now, not just the individual students and families here? Do you think this could provide benefits for Wisconsin in general?
I think it does provide benefits, and I'm going to reverse the role. I've talked with – I'm on the College and Universities Committee for the State Assembly, and as different hearings we've had, I have talked with chancellors from different universities in Eau Claire and Oshkosh, and they have, frankly, bragging rights of saying, boy, you know, the number of students we bring from out of state, we're able to retain like 70% of that group upon graduation, and they get jobs in Wisconsin and become part of our community. And frankly, I'm thrilled with that. But at the same time, I know that's what other states are saying when our students don't get qualified or accepted into Wisconsin schools. They go to Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio. They get accepted. And upon graduation, there's a 70% chance that's where they're going to remain. So we believe the long-term benefit is starting with taking our best and brightest coming out of high schools, securing their educations here in Wisconsin, and it will significantly increase the likelihood that upon graduation, they will become part of the Wisconsin fabric community and be a contributor long term. And I think across the board, the state's going to benefit from that.
As you crunch the numbers, is there still going to be room for that student who is maybe, you know, in the top 7% of their class, wants to go to UW-Madison, can make a case for it? Is there still going to be room for in-state students who don't meet this 5% automatic acceptance requirement at a UW-Madison?
Yes, there will be. To give you an example, last year in 2022 in the fall, the university had over 26,000 freshman students that were admitted into the university. When we're talking about the top 5% of high school graduates, we're talking about somewhere in the range of 3,200 students, give or take 50 students. So it's well within the capacity of the university to accept these. And even when we're saying this, I'll use the number 3,200, there are a number of that 3,200 that have been accepted. This bill really targets the balance of the 5% that were not accepted. And I, from direct testimony or stories from administrators and parents, we're talking about kids. One example, a young man was a three-sport star. He was number three in his scholastics. And he was the leading actor in a play, and he couldn't get accepted into our flagship university. He now goes to Minnesota, and the chances are when he graduates, he'll remain in Minnesota. That's the student that we're targeting, that we want to retain those students here in Wisconsin. But for the university, we want this to be a larger picture. Quite frankly, the Wisconsin taxpayers pick up two-thirds of K-12 education costs. And we pick up billions of dollars of spending for the university system. So to that extent, we believe the taxpayer should have some voice in what the outcome is and who qualifies to go into our schools. Without us putting forth an exaggerated number, it's just a statement. We believe this is the right thing to do.
Representative O'Connor, before I let you go, this is still in early days. What is your, at least your hopeful timeline for this idea?
We have had some discussion of having hearings in August and would introduce this legislation in September.
Representative O'Connor, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
That's Representative Jerry O'Connor, state lawmaker representing the 52nd Assembly District in Fond du Lac. He joined us for a look at his proposal to guarantee a spot at UW-Madison and other state schools to the top 5% of graduating seniors in each high school. Coming up, we'll get more analysis of the possible impact of that change, and you could join in with your thoughts or questions at 800-642-1234. Do you like this idea? Is this something that would have affected you or your kid in that college admissions process? Do you have questions about how the admissions process works? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation about college admissions and a bill in the state legislature aimed to be proposed pretty soon. It would guarantee UW access for the top 5% of Wisconsin high school seniors in each high school. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of that idea? What would you like to know about how UW admissions works? Join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your thoughts, maybe your experiences. That's 800-642-1234. Taylor Odle is an assistant professor of educational policy studies at UW-Madison. Taylor, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for the invite, Rob. Happy to be here.
We just heard from Representative O'Connor laying out the case for this change. What kind of impact did you see this potentially having on admissions, especially at UW-Madison?
Well, it'd certainly control who has access to UW-Madison. I think the bill is marketed as, you know, giving more students in the state access to UW universities. But the reality is that institutions like Milwaukee and Green Bay and all the others already accept a majority of their applicants. And so this really is a UW-Madison bill. And to put this in context, UW-Madison gets over 60,000 applications a year and accept less than 50% who apply. But they accept 60% of those from Wisconsin, 44% of the entering class is from Wisconsin. And there's already a board policy that requires at least 3,600 of UW's incoming class every year to come from the state of Wisconsin. So I don't necessarily see right now that there is a lack of access to UW-Madison for graduates here. It's important to recognize that UW is a number 10 public institution in the United States, right? So it's selective because it admits the best and brightest and brings those students from to the state from across the world. So the top 5% of Wisconsin is very different than the top 5% profile that UW is drawing from, right? So I think the representative mentioned Wisconsin, you know, we might use ACT scores or something to help define this top 5%. Well, Wisconsin's average ACT score is a 19 versus California's, that's a 27. And so UW is in kind of a different market for students, and it has the benefit of the state of bringing those students from across the world, but from across other states here to Wisconsin.
Part of the case, I think, was for predictability, saying, hey, if you meet your school's criteria, you're in, whereas the perception, at least among some of Representative O'Connor's constituents, is it's a black box. We look good on paper. The kid looked good on paper. We don't know why they didn't get through the process. Is there something to be said for a transparent system like that?
Sure. I mean, I think it can be helpful for students and families and administrators to understand what makes a very, you know, an easy application to college. But at the same time, all of these boxes like GPA, ACT score, things like that, as we look across the state of Wisconsin, students who meet all of those boxes look very similar, right? And so having everyone that checks in each of these individual boxes doesn't necessarily always make for a very interesting or diverse incoming class. And I think the rationale for this bill, though, suggests that even if these things were predictable, that the decision for these students is UW-Madison or bust, right? That they're going to come to UW-Madison. If they don't get in, then they're not going to go, you know, to college, or they're going to go to Minnesota or something, right? So it seems like a better avenue than trying to just guarantee admission and control kind of who's admitted to the state flagship is to work to keep more states in state, more students in state by investing in our other institutions, right? So we kind of talked about the California 9% plan. Well, California doesn't have trouble with students leaving because they have such strong institutions across the board, right? Six of the UCs are in the top 10. And so we could work and use state money to build up our other UW system schools so that it's not UW-Madison or bust, it's Wisconsin.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Nan is with us in Madison. Nan, hello.
Hi. So I'm following this conversation, but I wonder why exactly would universities balk at the top 5% idea, and what exactly do universities get out of being exclusive? Thank you.
Nan, thanks for the call. And Taylor, I don't know that UW the system or UW-Madison have taken a position on this proposal at this stage, but in general, what do universities, especially the more selective ones, see as pros and cons of this kind of idea?
Sure. And so I'll just also start off by saying that I'm just speaking in my capacity as a researcher and not on behalf of UW or any opinions from UW or the system. But I don't think that institutions are necessarily against having broader ways to bring students into institutions of higher ed. But the reality also is that UW can only support so many students every year, right? So if higher, larger incoming classes are coming in, that means the institution also needs to take in more money to help those students succeed, to give them a quality college experience. And what we've just seen in the legislature is the legislature instead cutting UW's budget, kind of in the same time that we see this proposal for guaranteed admission of additional students that would make this class even larger.
Thanks for that call, Nan, at 800-642-1234. Talk about college admissions with Taylor Odell, assistant professor of educational policy studies at UW-Madison. Just heard from a state lawmaker about an idea that would say, hey, top 5% of each graduating class in each district around the state, you're automatically in at UW-Madison and other UW system schools. Still time for you to check in on that idea at 800-642-1234. Taylor, you touched on the idea of diverse student bodies. An argument I've seen for this idea, when it's been presented in other states in the past, is, okay, hey, you know, we're racially segregated in some ways in this country. There's class segregation by county, by district. So maybe by saying, hey, everybody, every district is going to get a certain percentage of their students in here, this is a way to increase diversity. What do we know about how that actually works out in practice?
Yeah, theoretically, that does make a ton of sense. And the best evidence we can look at is to Texas, which has probably the most famous plan that just looks like this, right? The Texas top 10% plan. And we're now 26 or so years since they started operating that. And because of the size of, you know, the top 10% in Texas, UT Austin, their flagship, has a special carve out where they only have to admit, you know, the top 6% or something like that. But in reality, nothing really changed in Texas. So there was slightly more urban, slightly more rural students enrolling in Texas colleges, but really no change in race, ethnicity, or other factors that have persisted over time. And I have some colleagues that evaluated the policy, and they kind of concluded that these benefits were likely overstated, right? And they kind of stopped short in terms of like what people were hoping that this would ultimately achieve. And even with this level of predictability, right, like folks in Texas are still upset because maybe you're in the top 7% of your quote unquote really great high school and someone's in the top 5% of their quote unquote really bad high school. And so there are always going to be these differences in, you know, qualifications of applicants over time. And so this 5% rule wouldn't necessarily address everyone's concern.
Another idea I saw in an argument in favor of this kind of idea is it cuts down on the notion of school shopping. So a parent saying, hey, we know this school sends a lot of kids to the selective university. We're going to get our kid into that high school, maybe abandon this one that doesn't do as well. And whether that target school is a public, a charter, or a private, or whatever, maybe that takes fewer resources out of those schools that are losing students in that scenario. Is there enough research to see if that's something that has actually changed under this kind of system?
Yeah, I mean, I think schools are going to respond, schools and institutions as they start recruiting students are going to respond to this in really different ways. I think the reality and the fact that UW-Madison welcomes students from every single county across the state kind of doesn't suggest that we have these such high levels of geographic, you know, segregation, who has access to UW-Madison specifically, or that folks are really making such important decisions on where they're sending their students in hopes that they're ultimately admitted. But yeah, I mean, I think we'll have to see how this plays out, particularly if we're able to follow what it looks like in other states.
Briefly, a huge issue with just a minute or so left. U.S. Supreme Court ended college affirmative action policies, saying, hey, schools, you can't use race as a direct factor in admissions. What are you watching for next as campuses react to that?
Yeah, so this is a very narrow decision. It doesn't say that colleges can't consider race. What it says is that, you know, race has to be used in this very defined way. It kind of says nothing should be prohibited. You know, universities aren't prohibited in considering race. Students can, you know, discuss how it affects their life, whether through discrimination, inspiration, or otherwise. But what we're going to be watching is how lawyers and institutions respond to this and how they ultimately interpret the decision in the impact of their own practices. What I'm concerned about, though, is kind of many states that seem to be putting the cart before the horse here, like Missouri and Kentucky, and I've heard some proposals in Wisconsin, trying to extend this to other things like statewide scholarships for racially minoritized students or things like that, saying that, you know, this ruling applies to those things as well. And so this is a very narrow ruling on admissions. And so we need to figure out what that looks like, I think, before we push forward and try and dismantle some other things.
Taylor, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks very much.
That's Taylor Odle, an assistant professor of educational policy studies at UW-Madison. He joined us for a look at a proposed change to UW admissions that would guarantee a spot at UW-Madison and all of the UW system schools for the top 5% of each Wisconsin high school's graduating class. That's still in the early stages in the state legislature.